Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor and a pleasure to be on this radio broadcasting station, Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, one more time. This show, I don't know if some of you are aware of it, but it reaches far, far than we can imagine in our own mind because we're on the internet, so we're worldwide, and God is just doing so much through the man of God with this radio service. So we thank God again for being here. And in the spirit of Christmas, I come to bring you a gift. Hallelujah. And I pray that you will receive this gift in all honesty and sincerity of heart. Because you see, some of you have this gift already, but there are so many, many others that need salvation. And salvation is a free gift, but it costs you something as far as telling others about Jesus Christ. It costs time, and sometimes it costs money, because it takes money to spread whatever it is you want to get out there in the multimedia world. So what the Lord has sent me by here to do today, I pray that there are many of you out there that will hear this word, that will receive this word, and you will run with this word and be excited about your new found salvation. Because you see, the reality is, it's all about Jesus. Now, let's look at what the scripture has to say about salvation. What is salvation? Salvation means deliverance from the power and the penalty of sin. Hallelujah. Man is dead in trespasses and sins without someone to rescue us, someone to save us from ourselves and from others. Praise God. So the Bible teaches in Ephesians 2 verses 1 through 5, man needs a savior. We don't have the power to save ourselves. And so we need the power of a true and living God to rescue us and offer us his salvation. And we receive that salvation for our souls when we receive Jesus Christ into our hearts. Praise the Lord. It's all about Jesus. You need to know and understand that Jesus loves you. He's always loved us. Even after disobedience and the fall of the first created man, Adam, God continued to love us. He loved us so much that he decided to send his only begotten son, Jesus, to teach us how to live successfully and how to obtain eternal life with him. Hallelujah. St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. So, praise God. First of all, we need to recognize we need a Savior. And second, God truly loves us. Hallelujah. Then we need to know that sin separates us from God. Romans 3:23 says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, hallelujah, is eternal life through Christ our Lord. Are you praying with me? So the question is, how does one turn away from hopelessness and death and find forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life? There is no forgiveness without the blood of Jesus Christ. He shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. The Bible teaches that God has made the way out through his son, Jesus Christ. St. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4 says, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Well, maybe you're tired of living a life without hope. When you allow Christ into your heart, he brings forgiveness of sins and a blessed assurance for a better life. If you allow him to become Lord of your life, that's good news, I tell you. You need to understand that salvation is a free gift from God to everyone that believes. The Lord Jesus is real, and he has all power in his hands, praise God. He wants to become real in your life. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Acts 2:21 says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God has no respect of persons. He loves all mankind. In 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6, it says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the person of Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all. Hallelujah. St. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name. So I want to leave this with you on today, my brothers and my sisters, that Jesus Christ is the best thing. He is the Lamb of God. He laid down his life so that we could live and have eternal life with him. We could live our lives successfully through him, believing on him as the one and true God. Oh God, how we pray today that you receive this word. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you will never be the same. May God bless you and keep you, is our prayer.